It's my fucking music. All right, let's get this show on the world. We're gonna feed the ducks. I think it was... I want to give you all a shout out. It's the Man Mind show. It's one show that goes deeper than most people out there even imagine when it comes to learning who you are and learning give a shout out to all those that this day right here broke the record. I want to give y'all a shout out. Guys, if y'all want to call it, number is 563-993-056. Everything you hear is 100% coming from the house. It's a beautiful thing about what we do here. We don't talk pills and plates and all that silly shit out there that really doing more harm than doing good. We want to ask you guys, if you're brand new, we welcome you all to the show, and we ask all you guys, if you have the opportunity, go like, subscribe, and hit that notification button. We appreciate you. I want to say thank you already for those that are doing that and those that will do that later on. I really do appreciate that. Thank you very much. Also, ask any of the guys out there that want to learn the game the right way, we ask you guys out there to go ahead and follow the steps that it's going to take to become your own person by going to the dollar store or Walmart and getting a 100-piece puzzle set and begin the process. It's a process. Everything is a process, gentlemen. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about processes. You know, rip the box up, dump the puzzle pieces on, and start to put those things together. Shout out to all my chat room dogs out there, all the guys out there, all my dogs out there. Shout out to you guys. Appreciate all you guys out there. But also, I want to say hi, what's up to the ladies. Ladies, you know who you are. What's up, ladies? Shout out to the ladies. But ask all you guys out there, if you are serious about this, we ask you to go and get your notebooks out. If you have a question, go ahead and hit the Q for a question, T for texting, or call in. The lines are open if you actually want to know. But, you know, there are no dumb questions or bad questions. So we got you covered. So we just want to make sure that you have that with you. So let's get into the show. You know, I don't know how many years that you guys have been searching and wandering. So many of you guys out here have been trying to find an answer to yourself, and you haven't got it. And this is one of the biggest problems that most of you guys are going to have today, because you're not really looking for the right way to grow as a man. And this is why I would tell you guys, even any book, in my book is included, any book out there is not going to help you out, because the way your mind is working is that you're looking for a book to be the answer to you versus being an answer to you and allowing the book to help you guide and keep your compass towards yourself. And so many young men out here are looking for information. And so many young men are just going around and meeting people and thinking that there is trust. And a lot of these individuals are hurting these men, because game is not about hatred. Not hatred of women, hatred of certain things. That's not game. That's a cult mentality that a lot of guys are pushing, because a lot of young men are feeling some kind of way. But I want to grab a clip of something, because I want to share this with you. I saw a little bit on the Karrueche thing, and I saw it. As I watched it, I'm like, whoa. I need to share this with you guys, to talk to you guys about this, because I don't think y'all guys understand why it is the world is out to fuck you over. You see, the world, or excuse me, the game doesn't ask you to build up your money, get your clothes and your status together. The game doesn't do that. That's what the world forces you to do. That's what man, well, I say man, but not really man, but man tries to instill in you through media, through parents, and through your churches, that your worth, your value, your worth is based on how many zeros you have in your bank account. And I saw this video I'm going to show you. We'll go over it real quick before we get into the show. And I don't feel sorry for this guy. Because in this game, there is no feeling sorry for another person, because if you choose to go down a pathway of trying to build your zeros up outside of yourself and not the zeros up in your mind, then you're going to be food to a woman. So let me grab the clip and we're going to go over it and check it out. It's really amazing. We'll pause it, but let me grab it and upload it and we will go over. Let me pause that real quick. Let me take the take the banner down. Hold on a second, guys. Give me a second. Let me take the banner down and turn down the volume. All right, let me turn down the volume and everything, take out the banner. We're going to look at this real quick, and we'll continue. But this is you. I just want to let you guys know, before we even get into this, this is you. The majority of you, this is you. Before I even start this, I want to let you know, this is you. And this is why women don't want to fuck with you. Because you're all zeros on the outside and empty on the inside. There's nothing fun about you. But you want to demand from a woman to want you based off of what you do versus who you are. So let's go ahead and check that out. Let's watch this. All right, look at that right there. Let's stop right there. Men, when you're talking to a woman, when you're dealing with a woman, you don't tell her what the fuck it is you're doing. He has already told her that, you know what? He doesn't have a thought to himself because he's reading books on strategies. Because that's what a lot of guys think the game is nothing but strategies, okay? Let's see how this shit goes down. All right, let's stop right there. You know what I am? None of your fucking business. I'm going to say it again. You know what I am? None of your fucking business. Because what I am is only what I am for myself. And you have not shown me that you are worth knowing what the fuck I'm actually am, because who the fuck are you? But see, when you don't know yourself, a lot of people will sit here and push what they're doing, thinking that if I act like I'm about something, I can show everybody that I'm better than them. This silly ass shit. Who's in control of this whole thing? He's sitting there just fetching questions like a goddamn dog. Is not leading her anywhere. Fuck my age. Fuck what I do for a living. What separates you from all these other women that I'm seeing? What makes you so special? Tell me about your cooking skills. Tell me about your cleaning. What is it about you? But see, when you don't know what you are about, you let people just walk all over you like you're some kind of weak, soft sucker. I live in the world of you getting on your knees and sucking my dick. What the fuck do you mean where I live? Why did what I do, how old I am, and where I live, And this is not even, this is what you guys allow women to do all the time, is because you are so chicken shit of losing the woman, you're getting your feelings, you're getting your emotions, and you're not even at your core. Because a man at his core would sleep with this woman easily. Because a man at his core is not going to tell a woman how old he is. He's not going to tell a woman what he does. He's not going to tell a woman where he lives. Why the fuck am I going to tell you where I live when I'm bringing bitches over my house? Why would I want you to come over to my place unannounced? Why would I give you that information? Because I'm not asking you how old you are. I'm not asking you where you live and what you do for a living. But yet, when you don't know yourself, you fall into this trap. He is already lost. Oh, wait there. See that? As soon as he said, that just reinforced it. Can't even speak to a woman properly. Listen to this, guys. All this is important.
I like
martial arts a lot. Boy, are you making her wet? Oh my God, you like martial arts a lot. That really makes her wet. But here you guys go again, thinking that if I just tippy toe around and tell her what she needs to hear versus what the fuck she needs to know, it'll be something totally different. Okay? All these ooms, ahs, and ohs, and all this martial arts shit, reading books on strategy and telling her what you're doing, where you live, how old you are, and what you do, you're fucked. See, when the man doesn't know who he is, he always, remember I told you guys yesterday, not early, because we did a show like at 3 in the morning or something, 2 in the morning, not that show, the one before that. I always told you, when you don't know what you're doing, the mind fucks you over and brings you back to a safety spot where you feel comfortable in, even though it's the most damaging spot that you can be in. And what happens for a lot of you guys, most of you run back to your fears, and look what he's doing. He's running back to his safety boat because he's trying to figure out, what can I actually say to impress this fucking woman? And it really, really shocks me. It really shocks me that he's not taking the initiative. He's sitting there fetching questions like a goddamn human throwing a stick to a dog. What a fucking shame. And then he's the first, you know, this guy's going right to the red pill. He's going to be the first one to go to the red pill. You want to know why? Because he doesn't even realize he's leading with his wallet. And he doesn't realize, watch, I bet you when this is all said and done, we probably won't see what happened. He's going to blame the woman because he should be thanking his lucky stars that a woman ain't using him. See, when you lead with your wallet like he's doing and like a lot of you motherfuckers do with no game, you are just food. But she decided to just throw his ass back into the water. And you know what the red pill is going to be like? See, I told you women are bad. See, here you are trying to tell a woman what you actually are, and women are bad. She's so mean for what she's about to do. It's about to hit. Him is about to hit. Right. Best of luck as you ship out. Best of luck as you buy me a dinner. Best of luck as you drive me around. Best of luck as you put up my Christmas lights. Best of luck as you are the shoulder I'm crying on. Best of luck as you buy me a brand new iPhone. And best of luck as you pay my rent, because that is all you're good for, is being my bank or my bitch. And you guys cannot get mad at this woman for the fact that you are boring and there's nothing about you to make her decide on being with you. And Stanley, I will answer that question in 1 second. Let's hear her reason. All women are good at reading people. All women are good at reading people. And that's the thing that you guys are in denial. There's a lot of denial. We're going to talk about that. There's a lot of denial. I'm going to answer this question. Guys, you got questions? I got you. A lot of denial. But that's not the problem. There's a lot of you guys that are not trying to seek your truth. You are not really trying to win or seek your truth. And we're going to be talking about that today. So let me get some of that. Some of my kick-ass music going in the background. I like to flow with and shit. Let me just turn this shit a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay. So let's read this. So because he doesn't know who he is and he's telling her his achievements at his job, he's just a doer. No, listen. It's not that he's a doer. He's food. How are your achievements going to make her pussy wet in her head? How are achievements going to get excited to be touched and be kissed and talked to, or be excited to get a certain text message? How is that going to happen? How does that happen? It doesn't. But you know what happens. And again, I kind of showed y'all a little while ago. I mean, yes, last night. But I showed y'all this. Let me see if I can grab it. I don't know where. Let me see where I put that bitch at. And it's from Tyler, of course. But I wanted to show y'all this because if women are not talking to you this way, and I'm saying every one of you listening to me right now, if a woman is not talking to you this way, if you do not receive messages like this, maybe not every day, maybe every other day, or more than one or two times a day, then you are that motherfucking guy we just showed right there. And I know y'all don't want to hear that, but he is you. Because when you are about you, okay, you win. Who said anything about fucking? Who said anything about fucking? Matt, I'm listening. Who said anything about fucking? Well, let's wait for Matt to answer that question. Nobody said anything about fucking. And see, Matt, this is your problem. And this is why, Matt, you're going to be a fucking loser. Because you are this motherfucking guy, and now you're in your panties because I'm calling your bitch ass out. I didn't say anything about fucking bitch. Did you hear me say anything about fucking? So what the fuck are you talking about? Keep going. Next question. Can you expand on a little bit on your first phone call with the woman? What phone call with the woman? What are you talking about? Dog, I don't even know what you're talking about. What the fuck are you talking about? Please explain what the fuck you're talking about, dog. Here's the thing about a lot of you guys out here that you don't want to swallow, and it's hard that you understand. Straighten up this camera. Excuse me. Straighten this camera. Here's the thing that you guys don't want to follow is that you're never going to win, and you're never going to ever grow. Because of your weak ass thinking. See, you don't even realize that your mind is fucking you over right now, Matt. You don't realize, okay? Let me see. Hold on, what is my dog Alien saying? Matt, why don't you ask about what Steve said or didn't say? You should know your own agenda with it. God damn it, Alien. That's why I fucks with you. This is what, Alien, A-plus, motherfucker. A-plus. A-plus. A-plus, brother. Okay, Mr. Professor, what is the spell to get her soaked? You, sir, listen. I can tell you, but you ain't worthy of the information. You have no game. You're feminine, you're emotional, and you're a bitch. And I say this with love, Matt, and you want to go, fuck you, leave. I don't give a fuck. But I'm being honest with you, Matt. Look at you. You're a fucking Subway box. Look at you, Matt. You're fucking food. You're blind, and it's okay, Matt. Because, listen, I don't want y'all to kick Matt out. Don't kick his ass out. Keep his weak ass in this motherfucker. Because, Matt, this ain't for you, Matt. This is for men. This ain't for you. Because you have already lost because what's controlling you is in your fucking feelings right now. Now you're in your fucking feelings. And this is why I keep telling y'all guys. This is why women don't fuck with the majority of you guys, because you guys are like old boy Matt right here. Like Matt. Just like Matt. And this is why y'all lose, because y'all think like Matt and you don't think like men. Gentlemen, we're going to be talking about your core today and what happens when you are one with yourself. See, the thing is that a lot of young men out there, the emotional of mommy and the emotional of the weak mind will make those who cannot talk to women think they about shit, and they're not. You see, the beautiful thing that we teach you here is that a man doesn't look to get a bitch soaked. Why the fuck do I want to get a woman soaked? All right, because all I'm trying to do is fuck. So, Matt, as I said before, I think you're in the wrong class because you've already told all of us what you are. Because since you're not fucking, all you think about is fucking. What a shame to get her soaked, to get her soaked. You got a question, put a Q there. We got you. See, most of you guys don't understand what game is about because all your life you just jump to all these YouTubers looking for stupid ass, asking dumb ass questions that y'all are not going to even grow with. And as a 9-year-old, when I started to get into this, I truly understood that there was more out there than what actually is out there. And I understood that in order to get the knowledge I needed, I had to truly separate myself from all the bullshit. Problem is, for a lot of you guys, you cannot separate yourself from the bullshit because a bullshitter is only going to focus on bullshit. I knew there is and again, as I became that student, I started to realize that it wasn't about the women. It was about something in me that I had to unlock myself. And it is the one thing that is hurting the majority of you guys out there because you're just looking for a one-word answer to define an individual who doesn't even know himself. And no matter how many books you read, no matter how many YouTubes you watch, and I'm going to include this one as well because I'm not trying to say that we're better than anybody, you're just not going to get it. And that goes to show you're not going to get it because, as I told you guys before, we're 6 months into the year now, and you still don't get it. See, I start to see when you learn game, you will see that in that theater, theater number one, that you're looking at that screen, that moving picture that you have for yourself is nothing more than an illusion that you agree upon, that you actually think is your reality, because you choose not to create your own reality yourself. And because you don't create your own reality, you don't even know who the real you is. You see yourself on a driver's license. You can see yourself in the mirror. You can see yourself moving around, but you don't even know who the real you is because you're waiting for a YouTuber to tell you who you are, or you're waiting for a woman to tell you who you are. You're waiting for your parents to tell you what you are. You're waiting for the church to tell you what you are. You're waiting for the media or TV to tell you what you are. And as long as you are thinking this way, you will never learn game, because the only one that can tell you what you actually are is you. And once you actually know what you are, you're not playing or talking to women the way you saw in that clip, or the way that a lot of you individuals talk, because you cannot get to your core being fake. You can't get to your core lying to yourself. You lie to yourself. You don't trust yourself. And all you do day in and day out is trying to figure out ways to put a rug over your problem. And that problem is you. Because what you are getting caught up in is you're getting caught up in a lie. Something inside of you is lying directly in your fucking face, and you don't even realize it. But because you trust that person that is telling you what you actually think you are, you actually believe what you are. And thus, think about how sad. And think about how that person is fucking you over by telling you to become a pill, telling you to be a plate, telling you it's okay to look at women a certain way as whatever they tell you to think. And you don't even see it. You don't see it. But he is right in your face. And he knows you better than you know yourself. And this is why you can't ever grow as a man, because you are what it wants you to be, because you don't even know what you are. And because you don't even know what you are, you don't even know how to move and adapt as a man for yourself unless somebody tells you. Because you are the one that is deceived the most. And you are the one that wants to try to grow, and you think you're going to grow, but 6 months into the year, you're not growing. You're going backwards because you are listening to somebody that is fucking you over, and you don't even see it. And you don't even know. You can't even. It's crazy. I'm sorry. Let me get to this question right here. No, SP, that's some feminine. Okay, let me explain something to you, man. Let me tell you how what I just talked about is fucking you over. See, instead of you picking up and putting on your big boy pants and going out into this fucking world as your own man, you have already got a built-in excuse. You already have a built-in excuse. Because just wait. So if your fucking father was there, would that fucking matter? Because most of you motherfuckers' fathers was sleeping on the goddamn couch. Most of you motherfuckers' fathers was telling you happy life, happy wife, and don't make mom mad. So what the fuck does having a father figure or not having a father figure have to do with you? See, this is what I'm talking to you guys. See, you guys out here want to hold on to this fake-ass story or this false reality, thinking that all of this has got to be because of mom, all this has got to be because of dad or something like this. Your father had a job and your mother had a job, and that is to put clothes on your fucking back, food in your goddamn belly, and a roof over your fucking head. Everything else is up to you. How dare you blame the lack of having a father or not having a father when you're a grown goddamn man that makes choices himself right now? But you actually know that every choice you're making is a bitch-ass move, but it makes you feel better because the false mind that's fucking lying to you right now is whispering in your ear telling you, well, it's not your fault. Let's blame mom. Let's blame dad for all the choices that you made and shit. And this is why y'all lose. The lack of a father fucking figure or not one should not do anything to you. Nothing. But see, no one's ever told you you're allowed to be this weird thing called a free thinker. But you can't think because you want somebody to tell you how to think. You want somebody to whisper in your ear and tell you how to move. Because the person that is whispering in your ear right now, you trust more than you trust yourself. And it is that same fucking person that's telling you women ain't shit. Be a blue pill, be a red pill, be a green pill. And you don't even realize that they are fucking you up from the inside. And you don't even see it. You don't even realize it's doing everything it can to disconnect you from what you actually are. Because as I ask you a simple question for that question that he's asking right here, that did you need mommy or daddy to get to the fucking egg? Did you need mommy and daddy to hold your fucking hand and tuck you in and read you bedtime stories to get to the egg? So if you didn't need fucking mommy and daddy, why you need mommy and daddy right now as a grown-ass man? What a fucking shame. Sad. So I should keep asking myself, who I am until I find it. No, stop asking yourself that because you're a fucking loser. Stop that. When are you guys going to learn that your mind is telling you to ask yourself a fucking question that the only answer you have is that I'm a loser? The only way you're going to grow is become a student of the game. You have no game. So you keep asking yourself who I am, and all you're going to see is a fucking loser in the mirror. You're never going to grow, and this is why you have not grown, because all you guys are doing the same thing. Who am I? Well, I keep asking myself who I am. Well, who am I? Well, hey, you're a great, you know, he'll whisper, yeah, oh, you're a man. Yeah, I am a man, until you walk out and see a woman, and then you bitch up. Who am I? Instead of asking who are you, why don't you ask what the fuck I need to do? This is the greatest trick that's being played on you by you trying to ask yourself a loser-ass question. And the reason why it's a loser-ass question, because it's going to be a loser-ass answer that's going to be behind that. You're not going to have a winning answer, because if you even came up with one, you ain't even going to do the shit. Because if you would have done the shit, you wouldn't be at where you're at right now in the 6 month of this year. Let's keep it all the way real. Come on. Who am I? You don't know who the fuck you are. You are what your mind has told you you are. And that is actually your truth. But that's not the truth. That is your truth. Because you're not a student of the game enough to stop asking that question. Because all you're going to get is the same answer that's going to hold you back from your greatness. By the title of the mind, the voices in the head. Can someone suppress the voices in the head? Okay, G, I say this with love, brother. Why would you hold poison or keep poison in your cabinet, or have a poisonous well right next to you at your earliest convenience? Man doesn't suppress anything because man is everything. And if you have got to suppress it, then you're in the feminine. Because mommy or a woman suppresses her lack of fucking self-worth by suppressing herself with makeup and weave and shit. And all you're doing, if you're doing that, young man, you're doing the exact same thing. What am I suppressing? What am I suppressing? How does one suppress voices in his head when he's the ultimate voice among all the other voices? His voice carries on beyond all voices and thoughts in his head. So how can one suppress something that is meaningless to him? How does one even have to control something that is meaningless to him? This is what I'm talking about. This is exactly what we're talking about here, and I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate all you guys. Y'all are great men. Non-exclusive Maine woman of 2 years has been talking to me long distance ever since I left college since last week. Starting a new job has become distant, closed off. Any thoughts? Tim, why are you in your fucking feelings? Why are you the woman in all this shit? A non-exclusive Maine woman of 2 years? I don't understand y'all guys who just don't realize your fuck game is bad. You can't talk dirty. You can't kiss. You can't even get a pussy wet over the phone if she's on another planet. And yet she's becoming distant because she's realizing, and I say this with love, Tim, she's realizing that you're a waste of her time and you're a fucking loser. That's why she's getting distant. Because she knows you're in your feminine because you're worried about a fucking woman that I don't give a fuck what she is to you. You're worried about her. Thank you, 65 likes. Thank you. Think about what you're saying, Tim, and I'm not trying to knock you. I'm trying to get you to see something. You're saying, what the fuck is a non-exclusive Maine woman anyway? The fuck does that mean? What, just a woman you're fucking? Can you just say a woman I'm fucking? That's all you're doing? Well, no. You're going through the motions. You're not actually fucking her. Because like I said, if you were beating that pussy up the right way, Tim, this would be your life right here. If, Tim, this is your life if you're actually doing something, Tim. When you're a man, Tim, this is not her being distant. It's her trying to get close to you. But see, if you're not getting this, Tim, if you're not getting this from women, then the problem is you, Tim. If she's not messaging you, Tim, wondering why you're not talking to her, why you're not texting her, why are you so distant, Tim? But look at you. You're in the feminine right now, brother, because you're talking about a bitch that is not even exclusive. Come on, Tim. You got to look in the mirror. You got to look in the mirror, brother. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not trying to knock you. I'm just being honest with you. So, guys, you got a question? Call. I'll put it in. But I'll continue. See, the beautiful thing that I'm trying to show you guys, it's a different way of seeing the world for yourself when you actually really want to see the world for yourself. Because most of you guys don't even realize that you can optimize how you move in this game. And every move that you make is truly going to solve all your problems to what? You ready for this? To make you realize there are no problems. A woman isn't a problem. She's a simple fucking solution. Your mother is not a problem. It's a simple solution. The problem is you're the problem that makes this thing a problem because you cannot handle the person you're dealing with. Thus, it becomes a problem. Having your core and being one with yourself will allow you to make better decisions. It will make you take better, clear, decisive, and transparent actions, and you will be happy to stand on that. It will allow you to dismiss these fucking women and pick up new ones if you choose or be in whatever you want to do. But you get to see the world from a different perspective. And right now you can't see that because right now he is in your fucking ear. And the worst part about it is you're allowing him in your ear and whatever woman you're fucking begging for pussy in your fucking ear right now. And they are both blinding you. One with a false sense of reality and the other one with emotion, and you don't even understand that you're the mark in all of this because you choose not to learn actual game. You want to read a book. You just want to follow a motherfucker's theory on shit, but all that shit is not going to help you find who you are. This is what we're talking about, who you actually are. To be able to influence your thoughts, to be able to influence what you do and how you do it, and not worry about anything a woman does because you already have a built ready to go. She's getting out of order. Fuck her. She's dismissed. She's doing everything right. Fuck her. She's dismissed. Do you actually think, listen, I'm a great man, and I treat women very well, but I also dismiss them, because once you get to your core, man, you're going to get rid of them left and right. You're going to get bored with them. They're going to be just coming in and going right the fuck out, because you know why? Because there's nothing really special about them to keep them around. But see, you don't see that right now, nor can you see that right now. You can't get rid of, you can't even get rid of the bad things about you. So how can you get rid of a motherfucking woman? And I'm not saying this to be mean. This is not being mean to women. This is being honest with women, because if a woman asks me, why am I dismissing her? I'm going to tell her why I'm dismissing her. Because, look, listen, because the difference between me and most of you, talking to me is totally different than talking to you, because I'm going somewhere with our conversation. I'm not wasting my fucking time. But this is about you guys not influencing yourselves. You are being influenced by the false you. These fake emotions that you experience every day. And that's the fucking problem. You're not supposed to experience any emotion. What do you mean you're not supposed to experience emotion? You don't experience emotion when you see that fucking squirrel out in your fucking yard. You don't experience any emotion when you grab your keys or your remote control. You don't experience any emotion when you look at the fucking leaves fall or whatever the fuck is going on in your life. But yet, it's got to be the woman is the only thing you experience emotion, because you have already gave her free rent in your fucking mind. You're letting them in free. They're not doing anything to work for your motherfucking ass. And you got to put these motherfucking women to work, and you got to show them that I will dismiss your ass. Say something I don't like, you're dismissed. Do something I don't like, you're dismissed. Matter of fact, I might just dismiss you just on general fucking principle. You want to know why? Because number one, I can. And number one, two, you ain't going nowhere. Just because I dismiss you, you ain't going to go. You're going to go out with a fight because you know what the fuck you can be with me. But I can't be anything with you because you don't make me anything. I make me everything. Excuse me, gentlemen. And if that makes me an asshole, let me be one. But I'm not your fucking friend. I'm not your goddamn buddy. And don't be talking about me about a bunch of silly shit. Because if you're talking to me about it, I'm going to move the fuck on because I'm wasting my time. Because I influence me. I influence how I perceive the world around me. I influence how I experience the things that I experience. And all my actions that I'm doing will directly influence the results that I want to have. And guess what the results are? I influence rejection. I influence her saying she has a boyfriend. I influence her not even wanting to be with me. Do you see what the fuck I'm saying? So y'all thought it was just, oh, I'm tough and I... No, I'm telling you, I influence rejection. She won't fuck with me. You want to know why? Why would a woman want to fuck with me when she can control you? She ain't going to fuck with me. I'm telling you. I influence rejection. I influence I got a boyfriend and I'm not interested. I influence that shit. And I'm fine with it because I know what the fuck I am and she doesn't know what she is and she knows that you don't know what you are. But one thing she knows, she fuck with a real one. Oh, she gonna have to bring her A fucking game and that lazy ass woman ain't ready to be A. So she'll run her fucking ass on and run along, scurry along. I influence everything. I will influence her tears. I will fucking influence her happiness, and I will influence her pain, her sorrow, her hurt, and her fucking fears. I will influence all that shit because I'm the fucking foundation of all things that are fucking around me. But just because I am doesn't mean she has to be. But the drawing is that she can't figure out why I operate different than every fucking person she's ever met before. Why am I not kissing her ass? Why am I not running behind her? Why am I so motherfucking just keeping everything a buck with her? Why ain't I trying to fuck her? Why am I not trying to get her over to the house and suck my dick? Why am I not begging for the pussy? Why am I not begging her to spend some time with me on a dinner so I can kiss her ass? She wants to know why. But she can find out the fuck why if she makes that decision. But see, what I'm saying to you guys out here is that you guys may think this is extraordinary, but I'm telling you, you have this shit in fucking side of you. This can be you, not me, but you have this inside of yourself. But see, one cannot be clear on his thoughts that are extremely powerful when one keeps letting these fucking ancient women in his mind every damn day. Who let these ancient women out here to fucking draw out his emotions? This is what I'm saying to you guys. Anthony, what the fuck are you talking about, man? When you say shit, I'll let y'all slide, but I got to correct you. Anthony, what the fuck are you saying? This is the lie. What the fuck are you saying? The quicker rejection comes, the better. Fuck rejection. It ain't the quicker the rejection. Rejection does not define my motherfucking ass. If it's slow or if it's quick or if it goes in a medium pace, what the fuck does it got to do with me? There ain't no better. And that's the lie that you have told yourself. And that's why you are exactly where you're at, because you're using everything you can to try to fucking solve the fact that you don't know shit, man. And I'm saying this with love, man. Ain't no the quicker rejection. Fuck. Why would you give women that power? Why would you give her the power? Listen, you're saying that something a woman does is going to make you feel better at the end of the day, and it doesn't make any sense. And you don't even realize what the fuck you're saying, brother. Come on, man. Shout out to all my dogs out here. Why do women randomly go crazy and act like children? Let me take this bit by bit. Bill, thank you for the question. Great question. And let me tell you the truth. The reason why, I'm going bit by bit. The reason why women randomly go crazy and act like children is because they see you as a weak bitch. Because they go crazy because they know they can go crazy with you. See, a woman doesn't randomly go crazy at her job, does she? A woman doesn't randomly act like a child at her job, does she? Because she knows she don't get her ass fired. But see, I'm going to break this down. I ain't even looking at the rest of what you're saying. I'm going bit by bit. Look at what you're saying about yourself. If you're the standard and you're the rock, there is no question of what a woman does, because you automatically going to dismiss her ass. But she goes crazy because you allow her to go crazy in your world, sir. Next question. Worried about other men. Why does a man checking in make them so happy? And this type of intestinal test, like everyone else says, why do you give a fuck? You ain't doing it. And Bill, I'm not being a dick. Why are you asking questions about shit you ain't even going to do? You're so busy asking why this shit's happening. Why ain't you doing this shit? Because I keep telling you, this is where your red pill ass, I can smell pill all on your fucking, your statements. You're always, this is red pill rhetoric, and you're just trying to form that shit. It's a shame, man. Bill, it is such a shame that you choose not to learn your fucking self, and you're worried about everything and everybody else but Bill. What a fucking shame, Bill. Goddamn, Bill. I feel so bad for you. Well, I don't feel bad for you. If I could feel bad for you, Bill, I would. But I don't give a fuck about y'all, so I don't feel bad for you. But if I could feel bad for you, Bill, I fucking would. So when a woman tells you she's not interested in you, does it not save time for the next woman who is? Well, Anthony, let me ask you a question. Is she actually interested? Is she actually not interested in you? Or is she saying that to see what kind of fucking man you are? Are you the motherfucker that's going to take his ball and go home because she says she's not interested? Or are you the motherfucker that's going to still give her opportunity to get with you? I have met several women that have sucked my dick and fucked me that have told me the exact thing you told me. They're not interested in me. I'm not their type. I'm too short. I don't have the nice clothes and all that other stuff. They're just not interested. But you want to know why they fucked me? Because I position myself to show them that I don't give a fuck what you think. You see what I'm saying? I'm not a dick, nor am I trying to be one. But she perceives me as one because she can't understand why I'm right. You know, man, I've had women that tell me they're not interested, and I would talk to the woman right next to them. Because I can. Because I can. I will talk to a woman that is interested in me. I give her my number, and I still talk to the woman right next to her. You want to know why? Because I can. Just because she's not interested in me right now doesn't mean she's going to be interested in me later. Because I'm all about opportunity. You're allowed to feel what you want to feel. But after I offer you my number one last time to take it, you're either going to take it and we go from there or not. But I'll run into you again somehow, some way. Don't get them all, but motherfucker, I get a lot of them. Respect, Bill. Lines open if y'all want to call in. Y'all got questions? Y'all keep asking questions as I talk to this, as I break all this down. What I'm saying is I'm trying to get you guys out here to see is that there is one way to do things, and yet you have not trusted the one way. There is one way to do things. And you have not trusted this way. You don't believe in this way that I'm about to tell you. You don't understand this way I'm about to tell you. And the only way and the one way to do it is your fucking way. You cannot rely on another man's way to do something for yourself. But you have got to believe that your way is the way, but it will never be the way if all you're doing is worshiping pussy. I keep trying to tell you, this is very simple. You know what you are by what you fucking worship. And I know what the fuck I am because I worship me. Y'all should know that shit. I worship me. I don't worship these motherfucking women. But I love how they worship me. I love how they miss me and have thoughts about me and shit. And I love how they send messages. I like to worship. But they are well handled. I'm not going to take their them opening up to me as disrespect. I'm not going to disrespect them. I'm not going to treat them bad because they feel a certain way. I'm going to enhance that shit. But the beautiful reason why I can enhance it is because they're not taking any space right here. That's for one person, me. The space in my world and my kingdom is built for one individual, and that is me. But yet your space that you give women is the space that you allow them in your world and in your life. So how can you truly as a man, and I say this to all the men out here listening, how can one optimize how you think? How can one develop who he is? There's so much. And listen, before I say this shit, if you think I'm motivating you, fuck you. I'm not. I don't want to motivate you, motherfuckers. This is not what this is about. It's telling you what's honestly real. You guys out here can optimize what you are when you actually want to optimize you. But this involves a process, gentlemen, a process of thinking about your life and your circumstances. Fuck these women out here. Ladies, I don't mean it as a bad way. But I'm saying to my dogs out there, fuck these women. The more you make it about you, and stop trying to be the hero of her fucking life, is going to help you out of these situations. The more you focus on yourself, you will figure it out, I promise you. And you will be able to walk away from her and devastate her ass. And you are able to do things because when you are one with yourself. Now, gentlemen, as I said before, you are, I've told you, and I'm the only one that's told you, no one has told you. Because I, all you guys out there that's listening to me that are asking the question, well, how does it feel to be one? I'm showing you, you're already one with yourself. I'm the only one that has told you through your numbers and through your alphabet, that is your fucking core. You are one when it comes to those things. You're just not one with yourself when it comes to fucking women. See, with your numbers and your alphabets that you trusted and grew and learned and studied and look, a process that you didn't ask for it to happen tomorrow. You took your fucking time and learned it. You learned it. I didn't learn it. Thank you, 100 likes. You learned it. But what it did, it provided you with not forward thinking. Or most of you guys are in a backwards thinking. Y'all are like stuck in your past. But gentlemen, ask you a question. What if you could have a thinking that goes 360 fucking degrees? Wherever she's moving, the moves will still be predicated on you. And everything that comes your way is going to be determined and solved by how you choose to solve it. If she is testing you, she will be dismissed. If she's wasting your time, she will be dismissed. But the beautiful thing about this is she's going to realize when she meets you that she can't fuck with. See, okay. Women know you and know what they can get away with when they know you. And if she knows you more than you know yourself, then this is why you're never going to get her. And if you get her, you're living under her thumb, her rules, her laws. Because you're worried about losing her. I stir up certain kind of emotions in her that will either force her to hate me and talk about me, love me and talk about me, lust after me and talk about me, or is hooked on me and talks about me. But the key thing is they're talking about me. They're not talking about you. Unless they say you're sweet or you're kind or, you know, you're thoughtful, but he's just not the one for me. The game is built to help you optimize how you think about your world, your life, your kingdom. You should be sitting in your mind on your throne and being able to manage everything that's in your mind right now. You should be able to manage it all, the whole kingdom. You should be able to every day when you're, I mean, y'all don't even do that shit. When you're actually in your film room, you should be managing everything. I ain't say anything about a fucking woman. I said everything about you. Are we up to par? And every one of your fucking subjects should mentally come and you have a powwow with each and every one of them motherfuckers. Not about what we are now, but what are we going to be tomorrow? What are we going to be tomorrow, Scribe? Then you dismiss him. What are we going to be tomorrow, Film Room, and dismiss him? Studio, come in. What are we going to be tomorrow? You're a fucking detective. What are we going to be tomorrow? Your culinary school. What are we cooking up for tomorrow? Your drug lab. What do you got for me tomorrow? Tomorrow. This is your focus. Because all those motherfucking things that you don't even realize you should be working with, the same motherfucking things is going to give you enough strength internally when you feel like you don't have any strength to make you make the right moves and right sacrifices for you and you alone. And that's what I'm trying to tell you. Because you have got to be able to have the ability, in which you don't do. It's something you don't do, and I'm showing you why you lose. And this is why I tell you, leave them books alone. Listen, if you're not, listen, I'm telling you, if you're not doing these things, why buy the books? Why go to YouTube and watch their YouTube videos? You're not going to get anywhere. And this is why you've wasted 6 months of your time. Because you're not even examining your performances. You're not sitting on your throne. How many times I tell you, you should take at least 30 minutes to an hour. 30 fucking minutes. Is 30 minutes that bad? Think of all the wasted time. Just 30 minutes. Turn on your fucking TV if you got a smart TV. Put on the fire. Turn on a little bit of classical music. And just sit back and ponder life and ponder. Not the past, but ponder the day. What did I do right versus what I did wrong? But I keep telling you, if you're in the house all day and you ain't out Saturday and doing shit, this ain't for you. So this is why I'm just telling y'all, but this ain't going to reach all you motherfuckers because y'all don't even see the shit. Because you ain't even going out there to get your ass destroyed. I want you to be destroyed. Listen, I know that fucking sounds crazy because this is my fucking mentor told me the same thing. My mentor told me, you get out there and get knocked on your fucking ass. You get out there and get beat up. You get out there and get bruised. You get out there and get battered. And you let these women walk all over your fucking ass because the beautiful thing about it is you get to go here to heal. And as you heal, you're going to get an extra layer of skin for every rejection that's going to toughen you up a little bit more. For every time she thinks she can walk over you, it's going to toughen you up a little bit more. Every time you feel that shit ain't working and you get knocked down and you heal the mind, then you will start to get a mental toughness. The performance is going to allow you to not have a simple understanding, but a greater understanding that I am not rejection. And then the past that you can go to, I don't want you to go to the one now. See, the past you right now is all that bitch ass shit, that crying, and Daisy turned me down back in fucking 1834 because she turned me down type shit. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking you go back to past knowledge of thoughts that you have created to build upon in your studio, thoughts that you have created that you can place in your library to have access to push you forward or to give you better moves or greater moves or add on to the moves that you have. That is the past knowledge. See, past knowledge that is all about you is going to help you improve any kind of decision you have in the fucking future. It helped. See, I want to learn when I go in that cave. I want to learn when I go in that building. I want to learn when I go into the fucking fire. And gentlemen, I promise you, oh, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good to get rejected. It feels so fucking good when she says no or when she's not interested. For a lot of you, you don't see it, but I'll explain it. If I'm the cause and the cure that can take away her insecurity and her low self-worth, and she rejects me, tells me she doesn't want to be with me, is it actually my loss? If I'm coming with something that can shed her fucking skin and have her see herself in a whole different way, is it actually my loss? I can only present myself the way I choose to present myself. I do not try to impress or anything. I just present myself. And when she realizes what the fuck I am, if she's around long enough, she'll realize she made a good decision. When I am one with myself, for me, as I say to you, as you are one with yourself, I know this sounds weird. There are no setbacks. How can one be a setback when one is always evolving? There will never be any problems. There will never be any failures. There will never be any of these things that is going to hold you back or haunt you. But look what you're doing right now. Look what you got. All you guys right now, look what y'all are doing right now. All you guys, y'all have one thing in common right now. Right now, there's a mental gun that is holding yourself mentally hostage, and you're allowing that motherfucker to hold the damn bullets. All these problems that you have are not actually problems. Think about what I'm saying. Think about what I'm saying, gentlemen. If we look at the root problem, you're not just rooted in yourself because you choose not to root yourself in the one thing that you need to be rooted in, and that is yourself, all right? It's very important. Let's take a moment and think about lottery winners for a second, okay? And I just want to bring to light that those people who are far worse off today than they were when they won the lottery, and most people don't even understand that. A lot of these people lose everything merely because they didn't go through the typical struggles of a self-made millionaire's face. And as a result, they're not able to hold on to their goals and everything, okay? I want y'all to think about this. Your guys out here for the past 6 months and still all your life, however long you've been how long you've been lying to yourself about growing and changing. You know, you're just lying. You just got to learn to believe that you're actually lying to yourself. You don't want to change. It's amazing that you guys, y'all, the greatest truth is actually realizing that you're lying to yourself. But that's a truth you don't want to see. Because the man that wants to actually be a man will not deal with what I'm about to talk about right now. He's not even dealing with this, but you are. But you're dealing with this. All you guys that look to these guys to make you go, you know, there are some of you dumbass. You know there are people right now in the woods right now running around thinking that just because I go into the woods for the weekend, I'm going to become a man? they'll run out on a beach and they'll have every one of them hold a log or something to be able to trust each other, thinking because I go run around in the woods for a weekend with a bunch of other dudes that I'm going to be a man? Are you fucking serious? And what I'm saying is that your mind is setting you up for a downfall because it is holding you hostage. You're not going to reach your goals when you actually lie. And here's the thing. You're reaching your goal. And y'all don't realize that. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Congratulations. I do want to congratulate you. Because for the first time in your life, I'm going to congratulate you on reaching your goals. You have reached your goal, and you're living there in a happy world in this goal. These goals that you have, there are several goals that is actually your truth. And it is not just actually your truth, but you have successfully reached these things. And you should be proud of those things because you are proud of those things. And you're so proud of those things that you fight to defend these things with every last ounce and every last breath that you have. And I must commend you. At least you're giving it all when it comes to these goals that you're doing. I think it's a honorable thing, guys. I really do. I really, and I'm not being a dick. I think it is very, I think it's great that you have a passion, desire, and a fortitude to stand tall and defend with every ounce and being that you have of this goal that you have reached, or these goals, the goals I'm going to tell you about, you have reached them with every ounce that you are. And it is amazing how you fight. You will fight to the death to keep these goals around, because those goals are you. And the reason why you're doing it is because you're actually rooted in these goals. You have become one with them. And this is why your perception and your reality is exactly the way it is, because you are rooted in your goals of paralyzing fears, limiting beliefs, making fucking excuses, debilitating emotions, and unhelpful, weak-ass habits. Congratulations. I congratulate you because you fight and defend that position with everything you got, because once you're rooted in that, you believe in that, and that's your perception, and that's your reality. And you love it, and you defend it because you believe in it, because you are truly rooted in paralyzing fears, limiting beliefs, disabilitating emotions, and fucking unhelpful habits. You all should be congratulated. And how do I know this? Because all of you guys out here should be motivated by these things. And yet you are. You're very motivated. But remember, they're the goal. They're not the you. They're the goal. That's why you can never move forward, because they are interpreting all your fucking circumstances, all your thoughts, everything that happens to you. You're living in your world. You're the third pig that is living in the house made of bricks, and you should be proud that you built a structure to fucking hide behind. I think that is fucking admirable, and I'm not even trying to be a dick. And your consolation prize, because all of you have a consolation prize, you win. Because you don't have any patience, there's no discipline, there's no inspiration, there's no skill sets. I mean, you don't want to change, you feel unworthy, you love to procrastinate, oh my God, the limiting language that you use, the pessimistic thoughts, not taking responsibility, always complaining, making excuses, and looking for other people like yourself on YouTube to feel better about yourself, and you win. That you are where you're at. You have reached the goal. You have actually reached what you consider is your mountaintop, and you are happy where you're at because you will fight to the last breath of these things that I'm talking about right here. And I'm not even joking. I'm not even being a dick right now. I'm being serious. Y'all believe in this stuff. And I commend you for that. Because you don't even want to reflect. You don't want to take the time to reflect. Not of the world. But of the most important thing in that world is that fucking man in the mirror. You don't even take time to reflect on that. And this is why a lot of you struggle and other men fucking succeed. Because most of you guys have never wondered. Maybe you have wondered, a lot of you guys. If y'all want to call in, lines are open. If y'all got a question to ask, we got you covered. But have you ever asked yourself, why is it some guys who don't have shit get a lot of women, but the guys who create a bunch of shit, they always left on the sideline? How is it that men that face certain type of adversities, maybe they lost a leg, or maybe they lost a job, or maybe they're living in a raggedy-ass apartment, maybe they have no car or anything, raggedy-ass clothes and a raggedy-ass job, but yet they're fucking some of the baddest women out. Where you guys may have the nicest car, the nicest clothes, the watches and all that shit, and you ain't got nothing in your cupboard at all. Why is that? Why is that? Has anybody ever thought about that? Why is it that you're always struggling? Why other men out there are winning? And why is it that you see them, you see him right there, you met him, you remember, I remember that guy when he won shit, but look at him now. Because the real ones out there, shout out to my motherfucking dog, K-Zag, and shout out to you, Zag. Appreciate you, man. Great show today. Make sure y'all check out K-Zag and show today. The guy in the woman's ass and some other motherfucker's ass today. It was a good show, brother. Very good show. But what I'm saying to you guys out here is that why would somebody that procrastinates, they have limiting beliefs and all this other stuff, why should you grow? See, the one thing, isn't it odd that all those motherfuckers that give you all that theory, they never talk about self-reflection, because self-reflection will blow up what the fuck they're trying to teach you. And this is why you struggle, because you will never look at yourself and see that you're the fucking problem. You will never look in that fucking mirror that will allow you to make better choices and better decisions. You never take time to look at things to see how I can move forward, what processes that I have to do, and reflect on your life by sitting back. And like I said, you can't even take 30 minutes to turn out all the lights, turn on the fucking fireplace, put some out of some classical music on, and think and self-reflect on all these things, because it will allow you to think back on what's been there, the lessons that you need to learn to help you optimize every effort and every skill that you have, gentlemen, every effort and every skill. But because you are happily losing and because you choose not to grow, you cannot learn from your mistakes. You cannot learn from experiences or failures. You cannot have any type of clarity on what makes you a great man. You don't look at anything that's a priority because you don't have never said anything. There's no values, okay? Because a man that releases bullshit, you let it in. You have a feminine emotional attachment to the event because it's a woman. You have an emotional attachment to the woman because she's a woman and you want to smash. You have an emotional attachment to her body and her makeup because that's all you want to do. And you don't even have that attachment to yourself. The man that self-reflects makes better choices, and the decisions that he makes are not dependent on anybody, but independently his own, to a point where he himself and only he can remove all the roadblocks that hold you back, all the bad feelings, and then start to uncover a part of you that you don't even know that you have. And that is a man, an emperor that has dreams and aspirations to be more than what the fuck you actually are today. And as you start to connect with that, like you did your numbers and your alphabets, you will have deeper insights on thoughts and everything of all your experiences, because you will be able to expand your perspective. A woman, you will become an untouchable. A woman can't fuck with that. A woman can't fuck with that. She will have to suck your dick. Thank you, Mr. Jones. And all these things that you say are problems are nothing but opportunities. And every woman you see, and she's not the challenge. The challenge is how can I make it more hard? How can I make me put my bid in with this woman more difficult? Why would I just want to go up there and make her smile and have her get at me easily when I can really challenge myself? Let me make it difficult. Let me make it tougher and harder, because if I do that, oh, man, there's fun in there, man. But if you're listening to people that's telling you to live outside of yourself, how can you look to yourself to provide yourself opportunity to create your life your way? That is all we do here, is try to show you how to create your life. Not like the next man. Fuck the next man. Y'all shouldn't be giving a fuck about that motherfucker anyway. Fuck him. Fuck him. But because you got mommy in you, a lot of you care. Oh, because you care about the next guy. You care about your butt buddy or the guy that you are cuddling with. This is why you struggle. This is why, because you always want to be the hero of the story. You want everybody to cheer you on. You want all the cheers and you want all the glory of everybody respecting you and all this shit. But look at you. Even when you hang up your fucking cape, you're still struggling with goals. You're struggling with overcoming things. You're digging your own grave. You see what I'm saying? And that grave is being dug with friend zone, guilt, shame, and blame. And don't forget the complaints and the excuses as well. And it has you stuck where you can't move forward. But you want everybody to love you. You want to be loved and respected. And you don't want one woman or one person not to like you. I will be what I need to be for everybody else versus be for yourself. Because that's what the villain is about. Villains are all about itself. And if you don't want to do that, you're in the wrong place. This is why you are what you are. Because all your weak-ass insecurities, the voice that you have that's telling you you're weak, all of these thoughts that you have that debacle and delimit it and stop you and hold all these limited beliefs that you have right now, gentlemen, this is your world. You choose this world. You choose the world of being the hero. You want to be liked. You don't want to be the villain. Who the fuck wants to take time to reflect on his experiences? Who the fuck wants to reflect on the rejections and the failures and all that good shit that comes along with being a villain? Who wants to do that? You can get caught up in self-pity. I mean, my God. Isn't that fun? Isn't that the fun thing to get caught up in self-pity? Seeking everybody's approval. I mean, who wants to reflect to get a part of all of his life together? Who wants to do that? No, who wants to do that? Who wants to understand himself more than anybody? Who wants to make proper adjustments? Nobody wants to do that shit. Who the fuck wants to do that stuff? I mean, that means that they're not going to like you. They're not going to enjoy you. And you're going to be alone. Who wants self-improvement? Nobody. Why would we want to do that? Why would we want to develop ourselves? Who wants to do that? Who wants to hold himself the most thing that is dear to his heart? No, who wants to do that? Nobody wants to do that. Because, I mean, isn't it nice to just kick your feet up every day and say, well, damn, you know what? One day Susie's going to like me. I mean, who wants to not kick his fucking feet up and look in the mirror and have a hunger and an eagerness to want to improve himself in his life and say, fuck them women? Who wants to do that? Who wants to be able to look in the mirror and ask himself insightful questions on how I can be better tomorrow and how I'm going to take this tomorrow me and go out there and let the women be lucky enough that they get to meet the new motherfucking me? Who wants to be alert, man? Nobody. I mean, my God, who wants to be the villain? That means you got to be alert. That means you have to be open to the array of possibilities, from her saying, no, I got a boyfriend I'm not interested, to, yes, let's go, let's fuck. But that would require you guys to be opening to doing the one thing that you can't do, remember, because you're focused in not changing anything. But that means you got to chop those roots out and start changing your mind and changing your perspective and learn and gain value to expand your comfort zone beyond what you feel is normal, because your expansion is not normal. Moving forward and growth, it's a feeling that you're just going to keep feeling. It's going to come and go. But this is where game is. This is how game works. Are you guys ready? Excuse me. Are you guys ready to be honest with yourselves and look deep at yourselves? Not even say any. Oh shit! Oh, I'm sorry. I moved it. That thing. The camera out the way. I'm saying, have you guys out there ever been honest with yourself? Look deep in yourself, like I said before. No, you haven't, because you don't even know what you are. You are what you told that you are, number one, but you're also what she wants you to be, because you don't want to be anything else but what everybody sees you as, okay? And these are the parts of yourself that will lead you to where you are right now. And most don't want to move from that, because most don't believe. Most of you are convinced that the attitude that you have right now is what you are. And you can never be anything more than what you are. This is your end game. And this is all you want to be. This is all you want to be. And if you want to keep continuing to do this, nobody's here to stop you. The world is not going to stop you. The world is not going to stop you. You're stopping yourself. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? I love to, I'm sorry it comes with it, but women do come with all this, but I just am. I move and take full responsibility of my life and my circumstances. But it's so beautiful to sit back and self-reflect. For me, it's classical music because that silences my mind, and to look into the fire, spending just quiet time that you guys don't even care to spend because you don't give a fuck about yourselves, and it's okay. It's not a bad thing if you don't give a fuck about yourselves. It's how the world is. Only those that give a fuck about themselves take time to do the proper maintenance of themselves to evolve themselves. But this is why y'all say and lie to yourselves all the time by saying that you want to actually be something. You know what I mean? I'm not putting a gun to your head to tell you to reflect on yourself. I'm not going to put a gun to your head to tell you to reflect on certain circumstances in your life and all this other stuff. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not telling you to take time to ask yourself a series of questions to see what happened and how you can make the proper adjustments. Why would I do that? That's wasting. I would be wasting time. Because the time that y'all spend on these fucking YouTube channels watching these fucking losers bitch about shit can be time you work on yourself. But your mind doesn't want you to know this, so I kind of back up a little bit. He doesn't want you to know this. Reflecting on your day. Reflecting on all your choices and your decisions like a fucking king. And upon your guidance for yourself, your actions, your values, your attitudes, how you interact with said problem. You have the choice and the power to be greater than what you are. But it's not up for me to give you that, dog. I can't force that on you. I can't beg you to do these things. Because you actually think that you're acquiring knowledge, but the knowledge that you're acquiring is giving up. You accept the knowledge of giving up and making excuses and blaming women and blaming the world and blaming my parents. You want to blame every fucking thing you want, and that's what you are. And that's why you're not growing. That's why you're not growing. Because you're not doing the things that men do. You're not assessing anything. You're not even creating anything to assess. I mean, when's the last time you created a way to make her smile? When's the last time you created a way to make her blush or think or react or a way of touching her or looking at her or saying things? You don't even, you listen, hey guys, I know it ain't funny. You can't even think that deep to even create shit for yourself. You got to wait for somebody to tell you that shit. But yet you don't create it because one cannot create when one does not believe in itself. That's why you don't create. And that's why you're just what you are, because that's what you're supposed to be. Okay? That's what I'm saying to you guys. And this is what's important. I'm going to show y'all something. Let me see if I can find it. Let me see if I can pull it up. Y'all, y'all move so fast. Damn, y'all move too fast. Shit, I gotta find it now. Hold on a second. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. I gotta hurry and find it before I lose it. Oh, let me see something here. It's important. I'm gonna show y'all. This is important. Let me find it so, because y'all move so fast on the shit, I couldn't move on it. So let me. Okay. So I don't know why it didn't show up, but this guy, Kawasaki Van Dijen, I guess that is what's his name. He says, now I ain't shit. Most of us aren't. Let's be honest with ourselves. We hate ourselves. I don't think he said anything bad. No, wait, stop. Wait a second. I want us to look at something, okay? I want us to look at something. Let me grab what he said and see if I can post it. I'm going to talk on this for a second. Because I want to show y'all something. Let me go to it so I can show y'all. Okay? No. Wait, sir. Wait a second. Don't fucking kick him out or ban him. Because let me tell y'all something. He's right. The first step in breaking the spell is what that fucking young man said, and y'all are tearing him down for his breaking point of a shift in his mind. Y'all are wrong. Y'all are wrong. Everybody that attacked him, you're wrong. Why did you attack? Why would you attack somebody that is actually assessing his life? Why attack that man? He said nothing wrong. He said nothing wrong. I'm showing you what he said. And yet you guys attacked him. And what does that say about you for worrying about what another motherfucker says? He is being honest. But W4V3RN, listen. This is why you're here. Because there are parts of you that you fucking hate, and that's the truth. That's the truth. And I understand you're saying you shouldn't be talking about other men. I get what he's saying. You shouldn't be talking about other men. Y'all are right about that. But listen to what he's saying, though. Push aside him throwing that. He is making a very powerful statement to most of you guys out there. 90 seconds. No, he doesn't hate his self vibes. This is what y'all don't. Okay, y'all motherfuckers don't see shit. Y'all have got to see what he's saying. Most of you motherfuckers listening to this right now are complacent. Most of you motherfuckers are not growing. Most of you motherfuckers are actually, he's telling you a truth, and whether you like it or not, he's right. I'm trying to unpack this statement FOA, but they're in their fucking feelings right now. Get the fuck out of your feelings. You are not, most of you guys, listen, if you have made the choice not to be at your core, then what the fuck do you think you are to yourself? You actually hate your fucking self, and he's right. And you don't even understand that you hate yourself. You actually think you love yourself, and you don't love yourself, because if you fucking loved yourself, you would learn how to be one with yourself. But you can't even go out there and talk to a fucking woman. So what is he saying wrong? He's saying, let's be honest with ourselves. He's telling you that he ain't shit. He's telling you he ain't shit. He is being honest enough saying, because he's realizing something, that he's saying that he ain't shit. That was his first. He didn't make the statement about you guys. He made the statement about himself. Then he made the statement, let's be honest, everybody, because you know what? He's the only motherfucking person in the room that gets the A+, because he's the only motherfucking person that realizes everything Steve is saying is, God damn it, that's me. I must hate myself, because that's what I've always been thinking. I wish everybody else could make that same shift. And maybe if I just reach out and say something to wake these motherfuckers up, like I'm starting to wake the fuck up, maybe they will start to realize that they hate themselves too, because all they're doing is being complacent, limiting beliefs and all that other stuff. It's one thing if he said, if he made it about you guys first, then I could have lit his ass up to say, now, why are you worried about other men? He didn't make it about you motherfuckers. He finally said something really honest about himself, and he realized that y'all display the same fucking behavior. Y'all don't even see it. Y'all are displaying the same behavior. This is why, y'all, because y'all are not taking time to work on yourself. You're not taking time to build anything for yourself. You're not taking time to create how you talk and maneuver to women yourself. So yes, you fucking hate yourself. But this young man didn't say you first. He didn't say you. He took responsibility and accountability for what he's doing wrong. Yes, W4, he didn't start with you guys, because if he would have attacked you, I would have attacked him, because at that point, he would have made me say that, oh, he thinks he's better than y'all, see? But what did he do? He said, if nobody's going to say it, I'm going to say it. I ain't shit. But I don't want you guys, I don't want to hear any one of you motherfuckers saying anything that he said, because that's a goddamn lie. So I don't want to hear anybody saying his statement right now, because that'll be a lie. I don't want y'all, don't lie to me. I don't want to hear that shit. Because if you've been, see, let me tell you why I give this young man some credit here. Matter of fact, I'm going to give him so much credit, I'm going to make this motherfucker moderator. Let me make this motherfucker moderator here. Make him a moderator. I'm going to tell you why I'm going to make him a moderator. Because unlike you motherfuckers out there, you're still hiding behind your little fucking glass-ass house, and you won't shatter that shit and break free and realize that you ain't got shit going on and you ain't shit. I don't want to tell you that shit. You need to recognize that. And you know what happened? He recognized it. And because he recognized it, he's making his shift, because he's recognizing it in himself. But he's also recognizing that he was amongst you motherfuckers that ain't shit. So he's not calling y'all out. He's just telling the truth, man. He ain't talking about y'all first. He spoke about himself first. He was honest enough, courageous enough, and all you motherfucking sheep to say, you know what, I ain't shit. He said it. But y'all went to attack that man for him being honest. That's why, see, he's just being honest, because where he's coming from is where y'all are at right now. And if he is where you're at right now, then he can assess you motherfuckers because he assessed himself first. He assessed himself first. He didn't assess you first, because if he would have assessed you first, I would have got him. But he assessed himself and he realized he was down in the mud with all the rest of you. And he wasn't saying this out of disrespecting, that he was saying this shit out of love and admiration to get one of you motherfuckers to wake the fuck up and start being honest with yourself and saying that I don't love myself, because you don't. And he was courageous enough to do that. And he was courageous enough to get ate the fuck up. Y'all attacked him. But why would you attack somebody that was you? He broke free himself. I didn't break him free. He looked at himself in the fucking, finally for the first time, in a mirror and realized all he's been doing is being complacent, making excuses and limiting beliefs and bird watching like the 98% of you motherfuckers in this room. That's all you do is bird watch. You don't do shit. You don't take this information and go out there and talk to women. You don't take this information to get knocked down. I didn't say all of you. I'm saying the ones that did, sir. I didn't say all of you. I said the ones that attacked him. Because what do crabs in the bucket do? When one wants to free itself and get out of the fucking bucket, you have three or four of the motherfuckers yanking him right back down because they want to bring him down and back to where they are. Thank you, 140 likes. But I'm not saying this to be mad or angry at any of you guys. I'm saying that what I'm proud of this young man that said what he said is that he didn't have to say anything. He could have held that in. But you know what made him a man? What made him a man is that he stepped the fuck up and rose his hand to everybody around him and didn't give a fuck about ridicule or anything. And he said, you know what? I ain't shit, guys. I'm not going to hide and think I ain't shit. I'm going to let you guys know I ain't shit. And because I've been down there with you motherfuckers, you guys ain't shit as well. We all hate ourselves at the bottom because you're not choosing to grow, and you know it. So you should not attack somebody that is finally accepting his flaws of blinding himself and listening to somebody that's holding him back for who he is, man. And I'm not mad at you guys for attacking him, but I wish you would just take a moment and ask, what are you attacking? Are you attacking a lie or are you attacking the truth? And y'all attacked a truth. If he would have said about you first, then I could have said y'all attacking him because he's lying. But the young man stood up in front of everybody and not give a fuck about ridicule or anything, and just told you, I ain't shit. I ain't. Because it's odd that everything Steve is telling me is happening to me right now in this moment, all week long. And for 6 months, I've been doing exactly what Steve is saying I'm done. I've been complacent on a top of a mountain sitting around here saying that I think I'm more than what I am, but I have accepted that I am a failure. I've accepted my limiting beliefs. I accepted that I'm not good. I accepted that this is all I'm going to be. He realized that, man. That's all I'm saying to you guys. I'll continue, but that's why I wanted to pause the class. But I don't want to see, here's the thing. That's why I'm giving him the A++ today. Because after this, I don't want y'all doing that shit. Because if you actually was about that shit, you would have done that shit. And the fact that you haven't done it, don't do it now. Don't do it now because you're fucking lying. And the thing about this young man, he don't even come in the fucking room as much as y'all goddamn do. That's the, you know what? That's the embarrassing thing. That's the embarrassing thing. Because let me tell you about this motherfucker. This is the first fucking time that I've ever seen this young man in this room, and I have seen you guys, and this is the first time I've ever seen him in a room. I swear, this is the very first time I've seen him in a room, and it is so fucking embarrassing. It is so embarrassing that this person just popped up in this room and embarrassed all of you motherfuckers out there that have been in this room for fucking months, weeks, and years, and you have not even made a fucking statement like this, knowing where you are at, because you're not being honest with yourself. You think you are more than what you actually are, and you know you ain't. And, man, it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassing moment for you guys out here. Very embarrassing for all you guys out here that have been listening. This motherfucker just pops into the room, soaks up the game, and realizes he ain't shit. I salute you, KD. It's going to kill your day because I don't want to say your name all wrong and shit. I'm just saying KD. Fuck that. I'm not going to say it wrong, but I'm just saying. I'm going to leave it alone. But this is a sad moment for most of you guys. You guys, this is why he's starting on his way to win, because he came in here focused. He came in here and took notes. And while he was taking fucking notes, something clicked in him and he said, holy shit, I've been doing all this shit that this motherfucker has been saying. I don't even know this motherfucker. And I've been doing all the shit he's been saying. Damn, man. I ain't shit. You know what? I'm going to be honest enough and tell him that I ain't shit. And that's what that motherfucker did day one. And you motherfuckers have been on this panel listening, getting wrenches and all that shit for weeks and months. And all you fuckers do is birdwatch and you don't do shit. I'm proud of that motherfucker. What a shame. What a sad moment for us. What a sad moment. But I'm going to keep going. Shaking my head, man. Y'all got to be better. Jesus Christ. All right, let me keep going. So, as I was saying, gentlemen, the lines are down now. We put the lower turn of the lines down and we're called in. Lines are down, so we will continue.